This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Dog lovers, thank you for joining me for part two. Last week, I promised a more concise show on potty training than I did almost 3 years ago. It definitely was concise by being more comprehensive, but it was not brief. And I was able to get through the basic routine that you need to do with your dog, and yet I did not get to some of the common Q&A that comes up when discussing this routine with someone. Today, I will pick it up from last week.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so that you can get the very best results from your potty training. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of the people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. I am sorry to have left you dangling last week, but now I'm here to clean up what we started, the ups and downs of potty training. Today, we're going to talk about some of the frustrating things that happen during the time that you're potty training your new dog. Yes, the routine sounds simple enough, but it's not always quite that easy. There will be stumbling blocks and setbacks. There will be times when you just want to throw in the towel. All I have to say is this: trust the process. It works. The biggest issue you will face is the time it takes. If you think you can shortcut this, you will be in for a rude awakening. People that shortcut or use strict methods to train are usually the ones that are calling me a few years later, wondering why their dog has gone back to pottying in the house. So, without further ado, let's step into this topic.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
Last week, we started by picking a word or a phrase to use on each of your routine times out. You were also to find a spot in which you wanted your dog to go and to learn to go. Now, use this phrase every time. You may want to think about that phrase because if you use something silly like wee willy winky, you may find yourself saying that in front of your family when visiting on holiday. Yes, at home it's not a big deal, but when you find yourself trying to make your dog use the bathroom in a public venue, the phrase may be a little bit embarrassing. Also, since you're using an area that's about the size of your living room, it would be wise to keep it clean. After a few days, you're looking at six or more piles of poop in a small area. This is not only a stepping hazard, it's also an attraction for many unwanted bugs, among other things. Clean up the poop after each potty, or at a minimum, at the end of the day. Now, I've heard it said to leave a pile so the dog will give a scent of it and know what to do. Believe me, your dog's nose is so much more sensitive than yours, and he can smell where he's gone poop and pee. So even in that spot, if it's been days afterwards, it's not necessary to leave any piles there. Now, if during the time you're potty training, it seems that your dog has maybe excessive diarrhea or is urinating more than normal, make sure to get him checked by a veterinarian. By going out with him on a consistent basis, you will definitely have an opportunity to see his stool. Tam used to say that I was very infatuated with my dog's poop. Well, she said this until she got a dog, and now she knows why. And you want to know when they went to the bathroom and if they're going to a bathroom on a regular basis, and also is it formed well, and is it something that could be a problem. Now, once you start the routine, you may run into a few things. I'll try to cover as many of the scenarios as I can, but of course, I'm probably going to leave something out or there will be a question. If so, feel free to email me at familydogfusion@gmail.com. Since you're going to be getting your dog out in the very first thing in the morning and going for that quick potty or pee break for overnight, what do you do if he had an accident in the crate? You do nothing. Don't sympathize with your dog. Don't clean it up right there and then. And absolutely do not punish your dog for the accident. Anything you do in that moment just becomes attention for what is in his crate. Just put him on the leash, get him outside as soon as you can, and if you're able to leave him out, do so and come back and clean up the mess. This goes for any accident. You may find some while you're potty training, but if you don't catch your dog, don't clean it up in front of him. And if you can leave him outside, make sure to put him in a bathroom or somewhere that he will not see you when you go back and clean up the mess. And this is any mess that you find anywhere in your house, not just the messes in the crate. There's a lot of psychology on this. Cleaning up your dog's accident in front of him, it does do some things, and I'm not going to go into all of those, the psychology of it, or we'd probably have to go a lot longer and I'd have to have a part three. So just don't clean it up in front of him. Now, if pottying in the crate is a problem, and there are a few things you can do. The first and most obvious thing is to make sure he does not eat or drink for at least 2 hours before putting him in for the night. Now, if your dog has some other medical issues that may warrant that he has to eat or drink before, that's fine. Be cognizant of that and be patient. Unfortunately, some dogs that have urinary infections are going to have accidents in their crate. Again, you're not going to punish them for it. You're just going to suffer through it until you can get it fixed, and then he'll start to hold it better and keep on the routine. Now, another thing you can do is feed your dog in the crate, or maybe just leave a little bit of kibble for him to find when you put him up for the night. Dogs usually do not like to go to the bathroom where they eat and sleep. So don't leave a food bowl or water in the crate overnight or even during the day when you're gone. You definitely don't want to encourage him to actually go to the bathroom in the crate, but just under normal circumstances, you can put a little kibble in there, or if you're getting ready in the morning and you leave him in the crate while you're getting ready and you feed him in there, there's a tendency that they're not going to want to go to the bathroom. Now, if you decided not to crate your dog and you're allowing your dog to wander around during the day or at night while you're asleep, expect accidents. I mean, that means there will be accidents overnight and during the day that you can do nothing about. Again, clean it up without him watching and realize that there's nothing you can do for your dog's accident if you didn't catch him in the act. Dogs are den animals. They tend to feel safer when they have a small place to go. Never make the crate a punishment and make sure that it is big enough for your dog to move around a little. Not too big, and your dog will love his den. Crates are also never to be used to make your dog learn to hold it. He will be in there long enough during the day and at the night. You don't need to extend his time in there if you think it will make him learn to hold it longer. More than likely, you will just end up creating some type of urinary issues that your dog will end up rebelling in some other way because of lack of social and physical activities. Now, once you start the actual routine of going out and in, 5 minutes out, 3 minutes in, there are some other things that you may run across. Now, let's say your dog peed and pooped on the very first run out, right after getting out of bed. You go outside, you take the time to do that relief routine and your dog pees and poops. You still need to take the time to do the main routine after your dog eats and make sure that he does both pee and poop again. It's up to you to start regulating when your dog should go. Puppies usually need to go multiple times anyway. Their food is very full of vitamins and minerals that actually make them go more often. Cheaper foods can also be the culprit. They use more grains and fillers, and you actually have to feed more to get your dog the nutrients that they need. This leads to more potty times as well. Oh, and don't be a wimp. If you got your dog in December, guess what? It's cold. Get your butt out there with your dog and show him that you are willing to endure the weather as well. If you got your dog during the April showers, same thing. Just because I was willing to take my dogs out in every type of weather, I now get to enjoy standing under the covered porch while they go out and do their business in storms, cold, snow, hurricanes, earthquakes. I mean, we have tons of earthquakes in Tennessee. It may also help you if you and your dog are outside in a storm and when thunder hits, you show no fear. If you're there and your dog trusts in your confidence, he'll be confident as well. And so if you're out there with him and thunder hits and you don't show any reaction, he's not going to show any reaction. If you're out in the rain, he's going to be out in the rain. Obviously, you're going to be on the leash and he'll get used to it. No big deal. Now, I mean, even now, I can open the door and it's raining outside, and if they got to go, they go. If they don't have to go, they won't. But if they got to go, they'll go out in the rain. Now, when your dog does happen to go potty, use verbal cues and petting to let him know he did good. Don't use treats. For the same reason cheap food will make your dog go more, so will over-treating your dog. Treats are made from crap. It's not that it's all bad for your dog, but it's just like sweets for us. They have no nutritional value. They taste great, and their purpose is to go right through your dog. You don't have to give your dog, oh, no, and don't give your dog human food. Most human food is processed, and cooked food is not good for your dog. Dogs don't process and digest food the same way we do, and it's not really good for them. Yes, I know there are specific diets that include raw and human food, but for the sake of what you're trying to do with your dog, potty train, stay away from those human foods. More than likely, you're going to come and go from your house into the crate a few times while teaching your dog the potty routine. Once your dog has gone, last week I told you to give him some freedom. Now, here are a few things you need to keep in mind when your dog has freedom in your home. What if during this time you're realizing that your dog is sneaking off and going to the bathroom in other places in your house? Yes, some dogs will sneak off. They will quickly learn that if you catch them, it can be trouble, but if you don't, nothing happens. Well, you may be facing a few things. One is you have a dog that's a double pooper or a double peer. I've had a few dogs that go two times in a row, and I quickly realize that they need to go twice, so I keep doing the routine until they've done it the second time. Now, that brings me to what to do if you catch your dog in the act of going to the bathroom in your house. Make the corrections loud and negative and quick. A very harshly yelled no will get them outside as quickly as possible. So now here's the thing. Once the real trick in teaching your dog is if you're negative and harsh and loud and quick, and then you get them outside as quick as possible, as soon as you step outside, everything has to change. You become sweet and calm and very pleasing. Change your demeanor. This is very tough because when you've caught your dog in the act, it angers you. The harsh no and correction is really easy. But when you get outside, if you're still negative and harsh, you're actually sending that message and your dog is still feeling that way. So change your attitude. Negative and harsh inside, positive and pleasing outside. This is a message you want your dog to get. Now, you can only send this message if you catch your dog in the act. I cannot reinforce enough that if you do not catch your dog, there is nothing you can do. Even if you bring your dog back to the accident and punish him, or as in the old school days, rub their noses in it, you are sending a very mixed message that your dog will not get in the long run. Remember, the rule of thumb for puppies is that they can hold it for 1 hour for each month of age. That means if you allow your dog freedom in your home longer than 2 hours for an eight-week-old dog, you are the one that needs to be held accountable, not your dog. So an eight-week-old dog is approximately 2 months old, and they should not have more than an hour to 2 hours of freedom in your home. And you definitely need to watch puppies anyway, especially at that young. They could go every 10 minutes, just a little squirt here and there. So you'd want to keep an eye on them as puppies. As they get older, you can hold to that rule of thumb. Now, another thing with a puppy, or any dog for that matter, is don't mix potty training with playtime. This one's a toughie, especially with puppies, and they're so dang cute. They want to get out there and they'd rather play around and do that. Your potty routine is your potty routine. All you will say to your dog is the phrase that you've chose. So you'll be going back and forth in that area saying, go potty, go potty, go potty. Not allowing your dog to play and do other things. And when they do start, you just continue walking, kind of pull them along with the leash and make sure that they're staying concentrated on the routine as well. So what you do now and the routines you create will definitely be a lifetime of good potty habits. Molly, my retriever mix that lived for almost to 16 years old, always got praise for pottying outside, even the few days before she died. I still would hang out with my dogs and praise them whenever I see them go to the bathroom outside, even when it's in some inconvenient places, like the park, when I'm on my walks in the middle of the greenway, you know, when we're doing those things in the morning, I still praise them when they're potting outside. So it is something that if you put in the time and the effort, 30 to 45 days in the life of your dog is not a very long time. So if you put that time in, you're definitely going to reap the benefits in the long run. My Beans is very, very well potty trained. She has not had an accident. She's a year old, and she has not had an accident. I can't even remember the last accident she's had in my house. So it is definitely something that's worth the benefit. And she was having accidents when I first got her to at 6 weeks. So in summary, today we talked about the ups and downs when potty training your dog. You discovered there will be accidents and incidents, and hopefully now you know how to handle them. You also learned what to do within the first few months of having a dog can create an enjoyable, lifelong family member. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.